go rebuild my church, which as you can see is falling into ruins. These are the words spoken to St. Francis of Assisi from an image of Christ on the crucifix at San Damiano in 1205 AD. These same words inspired Peter Doan, the host of the program you're about to hear. Peter challenges all of us to rebuild not the brick and mortars of our church buildings, but our personal faith and relationships that will rebuild and strengthen the church. Now here's today's program.
Hi, I'm Peter Doan.
And I'm Leslie Doan.
And you're listening to the radio broadcast, Go Rebuild My Church. Each week in this broadcast, we explore ways to put into practice the words spoken to St. Francis of Assisi by our Lord Jesus, and how this theme is relevant as we seek to bring renewal to the church today.
Our passion for renewal was ignited when we came home to the Catholic Church 14 years ago, and that's when we heard the call to rebuild and joined efforts with many other renewal movements within the church.
Now you can learn more about our journey home and our lay apostolate dedicated to renewal in the Catholic Church by visiting our website at www.catholicdiscipleshipministries.org.
Our prayer is through the ministry of this radio program and our lay apostolate, we can provide pathways for you to join the rebuilding process and experience renewal.
We want to welcome those listeners who are joining us for the first time today. In our broadcast, we look at sacred scripture, excerpts from the catechism, the lives of our saints, and the teaching of the church as we seek to challenge individuals, families, and local parishes to rebuild and renew the Catholic faith here in America. Several weeks ago, Leslie and I did a series on the spiritual gifts called Charisms. We laid a foundation in the scripture and the catechism. We then gave our attention to two specific charisms, intercession, and last week, the charism of healing. Let's take a few moments today and share highlights from last week. We started by looking at the Greek word for healing. In 1 Corinthians 12:9, the charism is the Greek word aematon, which means healings in the plural. Very interesting. The scripture then says gifts, that is plural, of healings. So from the beginning, we can say that healing doesn't just stop with physical healing. There are various areas of the human person in which God wants to bring healing to us, physically, mentally, emotionally, in our soul, and in our whole being. Therefore, we can sum up and say God heals us through a variety of ways. Number one, through God's word. Secondly, by the laying on of hands in Mark 16:18, Jesus said, go forth and lay hands on the sick. Thirdly, our wonderful sacrament called the anointing of the sick. Fourth, through the spiritual gifts in 1 Corinthians 12:9. And then finally, medical intervention, with doctors, medicine, and surgery.
Peter, this was very helpful for me to learn that there are five ways in which the Lord can heal us. And over the years, we've experienced and seen the Lord heal in all those five areas. And last week, we did take some time to share how the Lord had allowed us to experience the first four kinds of healing. And in our segment today, we're going to share a story of powerful healing through a medical intervention that we were a part of. But before that, Peter, could you share with us again a foundation in Scripture that can help us see that the Lord has a heart for healing?
Yes, Leslie. First of all, it's the nature of God. God has always been the healer or physician of his people, and that never changes. Exodus 15:26 says this, "The people of God were coming out of Egypt, and the Lord said, 'If you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his sight, and give heed to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will bring upon you none of the diseases that I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you.'" Also in James 1:17, it says, "Every generous gift, every perfect gift, is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation, nor shadow due to change." So first of all, Leslie, it's the nature of the Lord to heal. Secondly, in the ministry of Jesus Christ, listen to what we see. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are united in bringing healing to all humanity. And in fact, in Acts 10:38, it says this, "How God," that is the Father, anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good in healing all who were possessed by the devil, for God was with him. Now, obviously, all sickness is not from the devil, Leslie, but it's interesting that the Holy Spirit pointed out that one aspect of healing. Also, Christ visibly revealed the will of God. He said, "For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." So the Father's will was to heal, and Jesus was representing that among the people. Now, thirdly, and this is so important, in the Lord Christ's atonement. As the last Adam, Jesus on the cross received all the evil due to our fallen race, including sickness and pain, that we by faith might receive all the good due to Jesus, including healing and health. And Leslie, the wonderful verse in Isaiah 53 says this, "Surely he has borne our infirmities and carried our diseases. Yet we accounted him stricken, struck down by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded by our transgressions, crushed by our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole, and by his bruises we are healed."
Well, it's certainly clear, Peter, that Christ's desire is to heal us, and that continues today. And healing is a focus of some of the renewal movements that we've been involved with.
Mm-hmm.
And within our subject area today, we've referenced and promoted two of those Catholic ministries. One is Encounter Ministries, and the other is St. Paul Street Evangelization. These lay apostolates bring the Catholic lens to what we are sharing concerning healing. And if you're interested, you can reference the details concerning a Catholic approach to healing at their website, www.encounterministries.us and www.streetevangelization.com. In particular, one of the key focal points of the Encounter curriculum is to equip Catholics to grow in their confidence, to confirm the proclamation of the gospel through healing, and to grow in faith, to be used by God in the ministry of healing.
Yes.
Well, Peter, I know there is a wonderful scene in sacred scripture that's very, very meaningful to you that expresses the Lord's heart toward healing of his people. Could you share some of your insights from this beautiful passage?
Yes, Leslie. So this is the scene after Jesus was in the wilderness being tempted for 40 days by the devil. And it came out, the scripture says, with power. And then he went to Nazareth in Luke 4, 18 through 21. It says, "And he came to Nazareth, where he was brought up. And he went into the synagogue, according to his custom, on the Sabbath day. And he rose up to read, and the book of Isaiah the prophet was delivered unto him. And as he unfolded the book, he found the place where it is written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Wherefore he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the contrite of heart.'" And that word contrite, Leslie, is in the Greek, it's a word of total brokenness. So you can see that healing, he's being holistic here. It's not just the physical body, but the whole person, including our hearts. It says, he said, "to preach deliverance to the captives, sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of reward." And when he had folded the book, he restored it to the minister and sat down. And all the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "This day is fulfilled the scripture in your ears."
That is such a beautiful scripture passage. Okay, listeners, it's time to take a short break. And when we return, Peter and I will share the biblical and theological foundations, as well as some Catholic guardrails for healing prayers. So please stay with us.
You're listening to Go Rebuild My Church. This program is underwritten in part by Willie and Deborah Wood, in memory of their parents, Woody and Joyce Wood, and Bill and Elsie Brooks. Catholic Radio Indy thanks the Wood family for their support.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy.
This may be a perfect day for you. If so, congratulations. If not, don't be crushed. A better day is coming. Count on it. Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to our radio program, Go Rebuild My Church, and today we are discussing how the ministry of Jesus was very much involved in healing people from all kinds of afflictions, along with their brokenness. His focus on healing continued into the Acts of the Apostles and with the first Christians. We believe it's important to put some Catholic guardrails on our understanding of healing, while at the same time, we do not want to go so far as to say, which some of the Protestant sects say, that the Lord does not heal anymore. So, Peter, what are some of those guardrails?
Yes, so first and most importantly, we need to know that all healing comes from God, whether through the medical profession, whom we're very blessed to have, or through supernatural and miraculous healing. Now, what does the Bible say about healing, Leslie? First of all, we mention in Exodus 15:26, the Lord revealed that He is the Lord who heals, or the physician, as it says in the Hebrew. Also, there's a great verse in Proverbs 15:4 that says, the tongue that brings healing. What we say has an effect. What we speak words over and about people definitely has effect when it comes in the area of healing. Jesus came to bind the brokenhearted, the scripture says. He preached the good news and healed the sick. You can read about that in Matthew 4:23.
So the Bible is pretty clear about healing.
Yes, for sure. Now, how about healing today? Now, we need to say unequivocally that some people are healed, but not everyone.
Well, Peter, we all have family members and friends who've not been healed. Why doesn't the Lord heal all the time?
Well, the Catholic Church very well teaches, Leslie, that some suffering is a part of joining ourselves to Christ Jesus' suffering, and suffering can be redemptive. In fact, we know that personally, as our first daughter lived for 2 days and then died after we made lots of prayers for healing.
For her healing,
yes.
Right.
So, and the total redemption of our bodies will only really happen fully when we're in heaven. What we see today is a foretaste of what will happen in the kingdom of God that will be total and complete.
So once again, Peter, how does God heal?
So again, it's important to say that God heals through His Word. He heals through the laying on of hands. And it was brought to my attention that some people question at times, are you practicing this occult activity called Reiki?
Yeah, they mess up the Christian laying on of hands with this occult practice.
Right, because that occult practice really focuses on the laying on of hands. Of course, this has nothing to do with that. We believe all healing comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, of course, the sacrament that we've mentioned before, the anointing of the sick, the spiritual gifts, and then finally, medical interventions.
Well, as you've mentioned, Peter, we believe that all healing ultimately comes from God, but God also works through the medical profession, doesn't He?
Yes, He does.
So when you think about it, doctors are using their God-given abilities to minister to the sick. Also, we know that the healing process of the body is a miracle in itself. Even when you use medicine, you have a surgery, in itself, we have a God-given healing process within our bodies.
Right.
But we're so grateful for all the advances in science and how life expectancy has doubled in the last 100 years. I was thinking about diabetes and diphtheria and different things that have happened in the past. If we didn't have medical intervention, people would die of these things. Mm-hmm. But as you look around, Peter, there is absolutely so much sickness, pain, suffering, and hurt in the world, and Jesus is still coming to bind up the brokenhearted, and today God does want to heal. And He wants us to use us to bring healing to those around us. And Peter, you can't know if you have a charism of healing if you don't start stepping out and praying for people.
Yes, exactly. And once again, in these broadcasts, we need to think about healing in the broadest sense, Leslie. We're never more than what God, there's nothing more that we can do that's a blessing than represent God in helping hurting people. Think about what you can do to offer Christ's healing. We can wipe away people's tears. We can heal the brokenhearted. We can lift up those who are fallen or be instruments of God in doing that. Restoring the broken, helping people overcome their addictions. And we've seen that in our own family, Leslie, how God has healed addictions, and this is in a broken, hurting, divided, being someone who brings healing to all those different dimensions of life.
Yes, there's even a verse in Proverbs, like you mentioned, that talks about the tongue that brings healing. So we need to really be aware of how God can use us, even just with our tongue, our speech, with our words, to bring healing. We can bring healing to division. We can bring peace. We can bring encouragement and comfort and forgiveness. And most of the hurt that we experience in life does come from relationships. So most of the healing in life comes through our relationship with God and is channeled towards other people.
Yes, exactly. And again, we want to remember that in the Bible, not just emotional, psychological, or spiritual health is pointed out, there's also physical healing. Someone has pointed out that 25% of the activity of Jesus Christ in the Gospels is devoted to Jesus' healing miracles. And the scripture also points out, Leslie, I think that's really important, that all healing begins with an act of compassion. As we see in the scripture, Jesus had compassion on the people that he looked upon and healed.
So we need to be praying for compassion as we step out and praying for people for healing.
Now, Matthew says this in the scripture, Jesus went through Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. And it wasn't just Jesus. Jesus said to his followers, didn't he? That's you and me. He gave us authority to go forth and heal. This is true for those who have the charism of healing that we've been talking about. And it's also true for every Catholic Christian. He gave us authority to go and tell the good news and heal those who are sick and broken. And Leslie, I was thinking where that authority comes from. It comes from our baptism and our confirmation, because it's that point that we're made, what the scripture teaches us and what the church teaches us, that we become prophets, priests, and kings in the kingdom of God. And that's what they did. As we read in the book of Acts, they went around healing people. As we read in church history, down through the centuries, even up to our time, God is still healing his people.
Okay, so we do want to take a moment to talk about a recent healing. We were blessed to be part of a guest speaker who came to Our Lady of Mount Carmel Church, and it was Father John Hollowell. And he is a parish priest and also the chaplain at DePaul University.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. It was packed. I mean, this place was filled to the brim because people are really hungry to hear about healing, aren't they?
It was standing room only, Leslie. They had
right
to bring out more chairs.
Okay, so if you don't know the story of Father John Hollowell, it's been written up quite a bit and also has been featured in many articles and in churches, but he was diagnosed with a brain cancer in 2020. He decided, he learned he had a brain tumor after a series of fainting spells and dizziness, and then his diagnosis was confirmed by doctors at the Mayo Clinic. Well, he decided that he would offer up his sufferings on behalf of clerical abuse victims, so he embraced the suffering and used it in a really special way. Well, anyways, later on, he had gone to Mayo Clinic again, and during the surgery, they discovered that fingers from the tumor had gone deeper into his brain. He remained at Mayo. He developed infections, had two more surgeries, radiation, and chemo. By 2020, the tumor, however, had grown back, and it was joined by a second tumor. And at around that time, he traveled to Lourdes to see if he might be healed, and he experienced a miraculous healing. 2 weeks after his return, he had an MRI, and it showed that his tumor was gone. So God still heals today.
Wonderful, wonderful testimony and story, Leslie. Now, we're going to take another break now. And when we return, we will share a story about when we have personally experienced healing. Jesus heals his people, so please stay with us.
You're listening to Go Rebuild My Church. This program is underwritten in part by Willie and Deborah Wood, in memory of their parents, Woody and Joyce Wood, and Bill and Elsie Brooks. Catholic Radio Indy thanks the Wood family for their support.
Keeping you connected to everything Catholic 24 hours a day, we are Catholic Radio Indy. Thank you for your support.
Just going through daily stuff, just struggles, and thinking, man, I'm just going to give up today. And turning on the radio and just being encouraged, it just kind of gives you that push to You know that you can absolutely do this.
Catholic Radio Indy.
You're listening to the radio program, Go Rebuild My Church, and today we are discussing the healing ministry in the church and how this is both a charism given to some, but like intercession is a ministry in which all of us can and should participate. In fact, you don't know if you have a charism if you don't start to step out and pray for people for healing. Isn't
that right? Well, that's an important point.
Well, we mentioned that the Lord is a healer, and he heals in five ways, and one of those ways is healing through the medical community. Peter, we have witnessed a supernatural healing through medicine, but why don't you share that story? Because the Lord was really involved in that healing.
Yes, Leslie, some very close friends of ours went through a very powerful healing process. So about 30 years ago, and that's a while ago, a friend of ours had a child with a kidney disease, and the girl's name was Stephanie.
And it was actually nephritis.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. And in a meeting, coincidentally to that, during a time of praise and scripture reading, another friend of ours felt like she received an impression that she would donate a kidney to this young girl, Stephanie.
Right. She had the thought, I think someday I'm going to donate a kidney.
And of course, at that time, she didn't even know if she was a match or not. Well, come to find out, she indeed was a match.
Right. When Stephanie's kidney started to fail at about, 10 years old?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She came forward. Her name's Kim, and was tested and found out she was an exact match.
Yes.
So there's the first divine intervention.
Yes. 2 years later, the transplant took place at the University of Michigan. And the donor, Kim, stayed at our house during that period of time, both in the prep and then afterwards after the operation.
And obviously, we were very involved in supporting them through prayer.
Yes. So after the operation, the parents of Stephanie were in the waiting room, and the doctor came in, and according to the parents, he was ashen, and he looked very worried. And he went on to tell them that the kidney was not responding well in Stephanie. At that point, the parents called us, and we sent out a word among our prayer network to begin to fast and pray for God to give a miracle. The next day, the kidney began to respond and became healthy. And then 25 years later now, all is good.
Right.
And she is still healthy and strong. And it was an absolute medical miracle and a healing from Jesus Christ combined in a beautiful way.
Right. Okay, well, we want to end today with a four-step process of praying for healing. So Peter's going to give us some tips and some ideas of how we can approach praying for healing.
Yes. Now, Leslie and I are part of the Lay Apostle at St. Paul Street Evangelization, and they use a simple prayer interview. And this ministry teaches that the most fruitful acts can be put someone directly in touch with God. So in their school of evangelization, they equip Catholic believers not only to share a personal testimony of having met Jesus, but to offer to pray for specific needs for those that God brings into our lives. So let's go through this simple process, and it may help us to approach others that need prayer. Step number one. The first step is to ask a question, how may I pray for you?
Or how can I pray for you?
Yes. You'd be surprised how many people there are that want prayer or even are not sure that God does answer prayers today. But you'd be surprised that they're open a lot of times if we would just ask them, they would say, yeah, I'll let you pray for me. Avoid asking if they'd like to pray with you. For someone who's never prayed before, that can sound intimidating, right? Ask them what they would like prayer for, and they would listen to the prayer and be open to recognizing God's presence in their mind and in their heart. So that's step number one. How can I pray for you? Secondly, be sure to pray out loud for the person. Now, many Catholics are used to praying scripture and memorize prayers and meditations, and that's wonderful. Those prayers are treasures in our church. Every Sunday, we offer up prayers for particular intentions, though also. The church also encourages us to pray spontaneously for our needs and the needs of others. So God is much closer to us than we can imagine. He's our Father, and He desires to be close to us.
Well, Peter, praying spontaneously, we know, can be really intimidating. I think that's understandable. It will take some time and practice. You may feel awkward at first, but if you step out, the Lord will be with you. So, Peter, what are some ways to get started on praying out loud and praying spontaneously?
Well, let's just give an example. So,
yeah, give us some examples.
You start the prayer, Father, I thank you for, let's say, John's openness to prayer. Thank you for creating him. Lord, please bless John right now and send your Holy Spirit to heal him. Then you can offer the prayer intention and pray specifically what the intention is. The more specific, the better. Lord, please heal John, for instance, of his gout disease in the name of Jesus. And that name of Jesus spoken, Leslie, is so important. Pray the gospel. God, thank you for sending Jesus to free John from sin and death so that they could live and he can live with you forever. Send your Holy Spirit into his heart so he'll come to know the Father and Jesus as Lord. God, please reveal yourself to this person. Now, thirdly, Leslie, then we can stop and ask how the person is doing in the middle of the prayer. You ask the question like, how do you feel? How are things going? Do you feel more peace? Listen intently to how that person responds to the prayer.
Okay, and lastly, you want to follow up with them. And when you pray for someone, let them know you're going to continue to pray for them. Isn't that right?
Yes, and we've seen that bear fruit over the years as we've followed up with people as well.
Okay, well, this is really important, Peter. We want you to pray for us that we'll be bold and we can step out in this area and just have faith and trust in God that he can still heal people today.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for revealing to us in the Scripture that you are the physician and that since the days that God's people came out of Egypt, you have expressed your heart of healing towards your people. And of course, your Son, Jesus Christ, brought that to us in the Gospels. We ask, O Lord, for those that are listening today that need healing power, that you would touch them in Jesus' name and give them a healing that comes from you, whether it be physical, emotional, or spiritual. And Lord, we ask as we, your instruments, as we run into situations with family, friends, and neighbors, that we too would be instruments of your healing in Jesus Christ's name. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, listeners, for joining us today as we seek to connect you as individuals, your families, and parishes to the rebuilding and renewal of the Catholic faith here in America. Goodbye for now and
keep the faith.
You've been listening to Go Rebuild My Church with Peter Doan. Podcasts of this program are available at www.catholicradioindy.org.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.